the morning we're continuing Chayot Mechus Shabbos, we're learning Klal Yud, the Malach of Choresh. We finished Simen Gimel. So some practical applications of the concept of Choresh. We are not out in the fields plowing, Baruch Hashem. We're also probably not out in the fields making holes. But a person has a backyard, which is dirt, and the person sets up their sukkah on the dirt. So we have the concern of potentially Choresh, and how is that? We already saw back in Kaltes, we discussed the concept called Dabar Sheni Miskaven. One of the examples was a person dragging a chair or a couch across a natural surface across dirt, and as one is doing so, a person is going to be making some type of a furrow, some type of a charitz, which goes under the umbrella of the melacha of Choresh. So if it's a psik reisha, it's going to be osur. If it's definitely going to happen, it's going to be osur. And if it's a suffix, so it's mutter based on the concept called Dabar Sheni Miskaven. So we saw this idea, the application of it in regards to Dabar Sheni Miskaven. So now a person is sitting in the sukkah and then they're moving the tables around. They want to rearrange the tables, they want to rearrange the chairs. A person is sitting on the chair and they're moving the chairs around forward and backwards, so they might be making a charitz. So even in the case of Dabar Sheni Miskaven is mutter, the secretion is also, even though the person does not necessarily plan to use it for the purpose of planting, but since it's a mukam which is roi for Zriya, it's going to be problematic. Based on the concept of Melacha Sheni Tchikol Gufa is osur. So the person has to be careful about that. So the person is pushing a baby carriage, a stroller, over a ground, and the ground is fairly soft. It's rained recently, and it's pretty soft. So as the stroller is moving forward, as the carriage is moving forward, so it leaves a furrow on the ground. It leaves a mark on the ground, which is depressed into the ground. So at first glance, that would seem to go under the umbrella of the Malach of Choresh. However, the Moran Beis says an interesting idea. We saw that the Malach of Choresh is not just making charitz. The point is that creating that the ground should be more loose to facilitate planting. Over here, the person is doing the exact opposite. The person is actually compressing the ground. The wheels of the stroller press down and take that area which was till now looser and compacts it. So the compression process is not the Malach of Choresh. It's the opposite of the Malach of Choresh. So, and this is a Gemara in Beya, and Chav Gimel, the Gemara introduces a concept called Kaveshes as a carcass. It presses down on the carcass as opposed to loosening the soil, which is the Malach of Choresh. It compresses it, it compacts it, it makes it harder, and therefore less refers via. So that's not the malacha. So a person is allowed to push their carriage over soft dirt, even though it's going to be leaving a line, because that's not a line which is generating courage. It is doing something, just compacting. Now, based on that idea, a woman who has high heels and she's walking outside on soft earth, so the heels dig into the ground. Again, the same idea, as it digs in, it compacts the dirt which is underneath, as opposed to loosening the dirt which is underneath. So we would have the same heter. When the person is taking the Aruch HaShabbos says, however, when the person is taking the stroller and they change direction, so as they change direction, the wheels sort of scrape sideways against the earth and loosen up some of the earth. That person should try and avoid doing that quickly, should do that more gently, so it's not a secretion that's going to be pulling out some of the earth, some of the dirt which is there. A person is setting up their sukkah. They say if they set up their sukkah in the place where there's grass, they have a concern that during the meal they might spill some liquid, and that liquid is going to help the grass grow, so that they're worried about Zeraya. So they find a place which is If they find a place which is paved, they're good. But they don't find a place which is paved, but it's an area where nothing is growing. It's sparsely vegetated area which has vegetation. So pouring water on the ground, which loosens the ground, they're arguing it's not Zareya because there's no plants there. But it is Charesh. By moistening the ground, you're making the ground more fit to accept the seeds which are there, and therefore that would be a concern of the Malacha of Charesh. So those are some practical examples of Charesh. Meanwhile, have a good morning.